Because the thing is that, like, you know, I was seeing this report that most of the like mass shooters in the United States are in between the age of 15 and 21. So imagine that, you know, imagine that, and most of these kids grew up without having a mentor, without having that, you know, the desire to feel wanted or loved or anything. So you know what happens then? Well, I'll take care of myself, and I don't care about anybody. I don't have any remorse, and boom, you know what I mean?
Welcome back, ET Podcast. Sorry, we're on Zoom again. What are you going to do? I mean, my fault this time. So today we're going to talk about something that, I mean, we see it, we've heard it from older people, older generations and stuff, you know, basically the decline of being, or not being human, but the decline of like morals and stuff, and just like, you know, basically, like, I don't know, like standing for something and stuff. And I mean, I'm one, I'll just start it off, like, I'm not one for a tradition. I actually hate the word tradition, you know.
Okay,
but I can see some things, you know, like we were just talking before we started recording, you know, nobody fights anymore, it's just shooting. You know, nobody shoots the fade, nobody squares up, nobody throws hands. It's just spin the block and shoot it up, air it out, you know, and that's all it is nowadays. And I mean, a lot of rappers lie and stuff, but some of these rappers actually are living what they rap, you know. So if they're talking about, you know, I killed your dead homie and all of that, they might've actually did it. Some of these rappers, they not playing, they for real. But not to like demonize rap or nothing like that. I, you know, whenever we bring up rap, I don't, that's never my intention. So, I mean, you know, it's funny that we started talking about this, cause there was not too long ago, I saw I just read like the title for the video. It was some video on YouTube. And it was like a guy, he was like, I don't know, he was probably like 100 and something. And he was like a veteran. And he was like,
oh, I think I didn't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I don't know the full context because I didn't watch it, but he started crying. He was like, this isn't the same country that we had 50 years ago or whatever the number was. And he's right. And I mean, I don't know. Sometimes when I hear people say stuff like that, like older people, I'm just like, man, shut up. Like, it's kind of,
dude, damn, bro.
Honestly, like, honestly, think about it. If you're talking about, like, it depends on what aspect they were talking about, you know?
Right.
For instance, like, people say, like, it's frowned upon, you know, like, older people don't get it. Us wanting to do a podcast, for example, as opposed to working a regular 9-to-5 job. We want to have like a cool job, you know, instead of doing backbreaking work, you know, working at the steel mill, you know, and all of that, and, you know, punching in and punching out with your time card and all of that. That's frowned upon, you know, and so that's kind of looked down by the older generation, and, you know, it's stuff like that. So it just depends on the aspect. So by no means do I mean to offend anybody who may be older that's watching this or whatever.
Nah, I'm pretty sure you're offending people right now, bro. I don't think you should apologize. Hey,
I mean, I apologize for saying shut up or whatever, but I mean, some of this stuff, I'm just like, if you had an easier way back then you would have took the easier way. That's just what was available thanks to technology and social media and all that. You have different apps to make money. So that's just one aspect of this whole thing. So,
And I'm more of like the human nature, you know, I like to say this a lot that, you know, us as humans, we aren't born to obey most of the thing. Like we, maybe as a kid, you teach the little kid to grow and to learn how to behave. because they grow up being very mischief and then being very tremendous. So you teach them, and eventually, if you don't teach a certain kid a certain values, morals, or a way, that kid is gonna grow up even more rebellious, more tremendous, and whatever. And but yeah, it's fun.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, 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 no. Saying like and obviously, like with what you were saying, like back in the day, resolutions would get solved with like fists and knuckles. But nowadays, because of the advancements of technologies or because of the certain tools now available, now, it's like, we get bloodier and bloodier, and we get more deadlier and more lazier. You know what I mean? Like it's either. Because it's insane. Like to me, one of the things that I was like really like going over this week, because like at work I have the opportunity to kind of like listen to videos and whatever, or just like whatever, just random things to learn. Because I cannot be like reading; I have to listen to most of the stuff. But they were talking. This article was talking about that how. Like the advancement in technology, yes, we have like all these social medias, we have like the internet with all this stuff. More of the advancement has been more towards self-destruction, meaning that like nuclear weapons, just like more deadlier things, advancements in like food or agriculture, that now, instead of growing things the regular way, like we add things to produce more things, causing us that what we eat, like have all those hormones and have all these deadlier, like for chemicals in our bodies. So it's like, and the craziest thing is that a lot of countries spend billions and billions of dollars onto all this stuff rather than actually figuring out ways to like better the population or to stop world hunger or whatever, which in reality, honestly, like that can be stopped, but because
Sorry
you
about
know what
that.
I mean? But because of like our greed, and because of like we rather fund certain things more, like where's the moral on that? Like where's the moral on like having the need to, like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Why do we fund, like, let's say, like military, not just the United States but any other country, like billions and billions of dollars to build weapons that can literally auto destroy us like 100 times over? Like, what is that going to help us? Like, how is that going to help us that we have, we rather build these capacity of weapons that will literally destroy the world? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Rather than like using that money to like cure, or like to pay off national debt, or to like cure world hunger, or like even with that homeless crisis that we're talking about, like being able to use certain things that are not being used, furnish them, and like use them, in the medical, finding holistic ways to resolve issues. Like, it's just, there's so many things, you know what I mean? But our nature is that, like, greed and just
That's what it all boils
destruction.
down to. Yeah, that's what it all
Destruction.
boils down to for sure. And I say all the time with that last part, like why not, when you were just saying why not invest in like holistic ways and stuff, to eat healthier and these different things, the hospital, the point of a hospital is to keep you well enough. It's not to cure you, it's just to keep you well. They put a band-aid on a gunshot wound, They give you medication and stuff just to keep you okay, but it's not an actual cure, And that
Yeah,
goes
to
back
keep you dependent.
Yeah, keep you dependent on them. And that goes back into greed and stuff. Two things I do want to say though to add on to this. First of well, this has nothing, what I'm about to say has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But for whatever reason, the way that the light is hitting your right eye, it looks like you have on an eye patch.
I do have an eye patch.
No, you don't. Because you put your
I
head back
do.
and I can see both of your eyes, but
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't have an iPad.
Okay, so side note, yeah, I didn't want to get off on a rabbit trail. Okay, the other thing I was gonna say, as far as like, things from way back when or yesterday, I mean, not yesterday, yesteryear or whatever, there are things that, should have been taught to everybody growing up, and I mean, it's basic things. Treat others with respect. Don't steal, don't kill, very basic stuff, and I don't know what it is with the parents nowadays, why they don't instill those things in their kids, or maybe they do, and the problem is technology. The internet and stuff has such a grip on them that they look at all these other people on social media and stuff, and they're just like, nah, I'm gonna be like that person. I don't care what my mom and pops was talking about, like, I want to be like them. So they just throw it all out the window. I don't know where the disconnect is, but it is a huge problem. And so, I even think about, like, back in the 40s and 50s and all of this stuff, people would leave their doors unlocked because they knew nobody could come in and rob them.
They didn't have that.
You could just be at ease. You didn't have to get a home security system. You didn't have to have the Ring doorbell camera and all of this other stuff. I wouldn't have had to buy an Apple AirTag for my wallet. I don't know.
And I feel like they just more of like all these advancements, like the advancements and all the stuff that is being now grown or whatever. It's just like honestly, it's just towards the destruction. Like if you could literally think about any type of advancement that has appeared or whatever, think about it and how it will bring your destruction.
Yeah,
And
but see, the thing is with that though, like we do have a lot of great like technological advances and stuff like that. I mean, there's two sides to every story. There's two sides to each coin or whatever. Like, I mean, for instance, this board that we use to record the podcast, for me to have mic audio coming in through Zoom, so then that way we don't have to synchronize it in post-production. That's not really like, I mean, but and we of course our podcast is not here to like break people down and stuff like that, but somebody else could get this board and now they have a podcast and their whole thing is to be the next Andrew Tate, or something like that. So I don't know. It's all about how you use things. It's the hands that things fall into. So yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a lot of self-destruction and stuff, but it's a lot of advancements, a lot of helping us too. I mean, for instance, people, kids and stuff, like when the pandemic was going on and stuff, and they had to have school virtually. They wouldn't have been able to have school at all if it wasn't for the internet, And I mean,
That's
I know a
true.
lot of kids, because my niece was one of those kids that it's like, you're at home. You don't want to think about school at home. So it's kind of distracting, to get an education or whatever, to learn stuff, because you're at home. You don't go home to learn, I mean, well, as far as like, curriculums and all of that stuff, whatever. So I don't know, man.
No, and I mean, I feel like there has to be a certain balance, with all that. Because we're not saying that everything is bad.
No.
Yes, there are certain things that it's good, like being able to protect yourself and and all this other stuff, like that in a way they are useful, but it's like I feel like when you analyze about a certain thing or put priority of something, I
Yeah.
feel like that's when it takes over you and it kind of like breaks all that, and it's kind of like little by little it becomes like your destruction.
Yeah.
because the thing that you want the most or whatever, it's kind of like what you will like end up like in the Bible, you know, like how they were trying to look for Jesus and they found her, they were praying, and then you know, like Peter, you know, came and like grabbed the sword and like
Cut them.
swung at the Roman, and he's like, you know, with you know, the if you you know whoever you know kills from the sword, you know, from the sword return. And I feel like that there's a thing, like, you know, I feel like once like a certain thing becomes your life, then your own destruction is gonna be based on that tool that you use, you know. And I feel like that's where, you know, the most important thing, because at the end of the day, all what the social media does is like, instead of connecting us, it disconnects us from the world, it disconnects us from God, it disconnects us from anything else, because we have everything in the palm of our hands.
And
But you know,
that's where, when you were talking about balance, that's where balance comes in. Because you could also get on social media and follow an Instagram page that only posts Bible scriptures, you know, or something like that. So you do, yeah, it's just a matter of balance. But what we tend to do is not have balance. It's either one or the other. It's never, but you need both. You need the spiritual realm, you need the physical realm, because you have a body. But you are a spirit, you know? So, yeah. Oh, the other thing, too, I wanted to add on to this, too, is like manners, for example. Like manners. People don't have manners, you know? They
That's true,
thank
they
you,
don't.
stuff like that. Like, I get looked at crazy. And actually, so I get looked at crazy constantly because I hold the door open for everybody. I don't care if you a rabbit, a human, you know,
I'm dead, dude.
alien, whatever. I hold the door open for dudes. I hold the door open for women, you know, and people look at me like, yo, what are you doing? Like, especially dudes, you hold the door open for a dude. It's like, hey,
Roll that
exactly.
way,
I don't know. I just see it as being polite. You know, if somebody coming in, like, you don't want to get hit by the door, you know, like that's the way I look at it. Like, what if it's a door that don't have one of them compression things on it, just slams. Like, and then you walk into it, you know, because you're on your phone, speaking of technology. So,
bruh.
you know, so that's the way I look at it, you know, and oh, that's the other thing I was gonna say. So we just came back this past week from our anniversary trip and stuff, and we went to Texas, and Denise was like, Southern hospitality.
Hospitality, bro.
Southern hospitality is such a real thing. And I didn't even think about it. I was like, I think Minnesota has kind of calloused me a little bit because
It has numbed us.
it, because like, you know, people getting on the elevator and stuff, I'm like, you know, at the hotel or whatever, and they just striking up conversations. How you doing this evening? Blah, 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 blah. Just like, it's great weather we having and all of this. And it's just like, well, you have a nice day, you have a fine day, or whatever, and people holding the door open and all of this other stuff. And I'm just like, dang, I forgot what Southern hospitality was even like. You know, like, because being up here, that is out the window, you know. So,
Dude, that's insane.
yeah.
And that's the thing. I feel like you become numb to things, you know, eventually.
And
So
I didn't even
it is,
realize it. So.
yeah, yo, that's insane. But yeah, I mean, the top of this thing is, what we're trying to say is that unfortunately, you know, us as humans, we tend to have that sinful and tremendous and mischievous, I guess, or whatever you call it, you know, nature. And it's obviously, you know, obviously, if you guys know about the word, you know, it's because of the original sin. And eventually, even if the woman, like, let's say if somebody has a kid, the woman can be saved, but then the baby, at the end of the day, has to also choose, once his conscience is there, to choose whether to do good or keep trying to do, or to keep doing bad, you know. So, you know, it's important, and like I said, I mean, it's sad to see that like that's something that it really affects, you know, especially, you know, like the like the younger generation, or like this generation up, you know, because the thing is that, like, you know, I've seen this report that most of the like mass shooters in the United States are in between the age of 15 and 21. So imagine that, you know, imagine that, and most of these kids grew up without having a mentor, without having that, you know, the desire to feel wanted or loved or anything. So you know what happens then? Well, I'll take care of myself, and I don't care about anybody. I don't have any remorse, and boom, you know what I mean?
And you know, like the suicide rate is at an all-time high, and depression and anxiety, all of these things. And like, I mean, this is stuff that I've had before technology. Like I've always dealt with, well, not always. No, I up until I got saved, I dealt with suicidal thoughts. I still deal with depression a little bit, and I still deal with anxiety, you know. And these are all things that I've dealt with since I was a kid. But if it wasn't for God, then I feel like it would be way worse because of technology. If I didn't know Jesus, I didn't know God, things would be way worse. But I know now to take a break and not to care so much about the things of the world and care so much about, you know, technology and other different things. So I know, okay, I can't watch this, or what, I can't go to this person's page or whatever, because it's just a bunch of death and violence or whatever and all of this stuff. I don't want to keep seeing that, you know. I don't watch action, I mean bloody like action movies all the time. Like you need to, again, like it's, you have to have balance. Even if you're not saved, even if you don't know Jesus, you still need to have some type of balance, because you in taking this stuff all the time, constantly, what do you think is gonna happen? You know? And so yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like we know what's gonna happen. We know what the book says, and really nothing anybody can do about it. And it sucks, you know. And the only Actually, the only thing that we can do about it is to get as many people saved, or at least,
Well,
you know, put to Jesus, like mention
that,
Jesus around that.
well, yeah, that too, and obviously, you know, working on ourselves to really show God that we're for real and that we are in it with Him, and that we're not just like, you know, grasshoppers, you know, like jumping from one place to another and seeing how this feels, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, there's a remorse, there's a guilt that we feel, and you know, if we do feel that, you know, we know that who we can ask for help, and He would always be there for us, and at the end of the day, like that's what happens. Like, if we are able to get ourselves guided by Him, then you know, none of all this, like, there wouldn't be this, you know, all this hate and all this like greed in the world, you know, there wouldn't, you know, but all we can do is just work on ourselves and be able to help and impact people around us, you know, because you know, we don't know their struggles, we don't know their worries, so dude, yeah, so
Mean, not really much else you can say about it. Like, got a few solutions, got a few, you know, answers, and that's pretty much it. But the ultimate thing above all is God, you know,
That's right.
Jesus. Like, that's really the only answer that you need, you know. So,
But yeah, no, that's good. But yeah, guys, I mean, you know, I hope you guys are able to, you know, capture onto this. And, you know, if you guys ever feel like you've done enough bad in your life, then, you know, you got the opportunity to switch it up and ask God to give you the ability and allow you to, you know, to change up. to change up, because that's at the end of the day, that's what we tend to do. I mean, we do have that nature, but it doesn't mean that that's who we are,
Right.
So, yes, I mean, next month is gonna be very eventful. We're gonna have some great guests, and hopefully we're able to from there keep the momentum and keep it going and keeping it energetic and have great amazing guests to come into the show. So there'll be somewhat of cool changes. So
Be on the lookout for
but yeah, no, absolutely. But yeah, guys.
Well,
Dude, I
indeed.
just remember we you forgot to do our announcement.
Announcement.
Like our names.
Oh yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. We didn't do the drops. We didn't do it. We just went straight into it. Because,
Nah, that's good though. That's good.
yeah, but now we can do it. That has been Eric. Wait,
Yo.
let me turn this up. That has been Eric. I've been Trey.
Every day. I mean, every day.
And this has been the ET Podcast.
That's right.
Make sure you guys hit the link in our bio, our link tree. It'll show you Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple, which I don't care about. Apple Podcasts is terrible still.
YouTube.
And YouTube. And
Yeah,
also, we have a Spotify playlist. When we used to play music on the podcast, you guys can go check out the music on there. Hit the link in the bio. It'll show you everything that you need to see. All right.
that.
Well, we will catch you guys on the next episode. Sorry for being on Zoom again. Next week we'll get it right, or the week after next we'll get it right, and
Right.
we'll have a new look. So,
Stay fresh and clean and safe.
see you guys later.
Yo, peace.